Okay, next, we're seeing quite a bit of activity in terms of PERPA. In particular, what does the must buy, also called the must take, also just called the purchase mandate, require in terms of utilities having an obligation to buy electricity from qualifying facilities, as well as utility commissioners ensuring that their laws actually effectuate the purchase mandate? Summarize, the purchase mandate says that each qualifying facility shall have the ability to sell energy or sell energy or capacity. If it's just energy on an as-available basis, they get time of delivery rates. Otherwise, they can sell pursuant to a legally enforceable obligation over a specified term, and at the option of qualifying facilities, they get time of delivery rates, or they get rates that are established based on the time of the contract. So those are forward-looking avoided cost rates, generally what we would consider to be fixed contract rates. States don't like this at all, and many states, as a way to mitigate these must-take rules, have enacted different types of auction mechanisms. And by and large, each of the auction mechanisms, when they've been challenged, have failed in the federal courts, largely because with an auction, if you have to compete to sell, you're not allowed to guarantee your sales as a qualifying facility. So this violates the each QF shall have the right to sell its electricity. Auctions also might not necessarily ensure that avoided cost rates are in fact are being established. Avoided cost rates are the rates that the utilities would otherwise spend if they were to produce or procure their own electricity from someone other than the qualifying facility. So first big case, this came out in the end of December 2017. I'm highlighting it because oral argument before the Ninth Circuit is next month. This was a challenge to probably what was seen as the most legally defensible auction system, the California Renewable Market Adjustment Tariff, or the REMAT. This was a system that every 2 months held an auction. Qualifying facilities could bid to sell their electricity. If they couldn't clear that auction during the first time, they could go again 2 months later, go again 2 months later, go again 2 months later. But the big thing about this system is that, number one, there are caps, overall caps on procurement, as well as utility-specific caps, as well as resource-specific caps. So there's going to be a point, and for some of the utilities, they probably already have reached it, where they're capped out and the auction is no longer available. But the other thing is that if the auction is oversubscribed, if too many QFs bid at any given time, then the prices are automatically just adjusted downward by $4 per megawatt hour. If too few bid, then they're automatically adjusted upwards. What's the $4 a megawatt hour based on? Well, this was a problem because nothing, really. I mean, it was just sort of like it looked like a good number. So the district court invalidated this auction because of the cap. The cap limits each QF from being able to sell. Because of the automatic price adjustment, because it was not based on any type of calculation of avoided cost rates moving forward, and because the auction system itself did not give each QF the right to sell generation. Two other cases that are moving through the system, one is out of Colorado. So far, this is another challenge to just an auction-based system. And so far, it's survived a motion to dismiss, and the case is now going to proceed to the next level of litigation. Big observations to keep in mind is, generally speaking, these bidding systems have not been succeeding under the mandates, under PURPA's regulations. Even the REMAT one, which FERC had sort of implicitly blessed. But the more that these auction systems get challenged and the more that states feel like they don't have opportunities to figure out other ways other than automatically allowing contracts to move forward with QFs, I think the greater the pressure is going to be on Congress or FERC to revise its regulations. I'll note that the purchase mandate, this must-buy mechanism, is a creature of FERC regulation. So it might make sense for FERC to take a stab at it to actually try to effectuate purpose goals as opposed to have Congress do it because Congress. Okay. What else? One other component of PURPA litigation that's been moving forward has to do with what happens when a state public utility commission revises its PURPA regulations after some qualifying facilities are already in the pipeline. And FERC has said that once you are certified as a QF, and once you hold yourself out, commit yourself to sell your electricity or capacity, you have created a legally enforceable obligation binding the utility to purchase electricity pursuant to the rules that are in place at the time that the LEO, the legally enforceable obligation, is incurred.